WTMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember WTMA?
Tiger Radio at 12:50 on your dial. Hooper, Pulse, and Nielsen rated
number one.
The sounds of Jerry and the Pacemakers on the mighty TMA, a solid golden sound. It's called Don't Let That Sun Catch You Crying.
Pretty blue eyes.
Sounds of Steve Lawrence, solid gold on the mighty TMA, and it's called Pretty Little Blue Eyes.
Mm-mm.
That's right. Oh, you better believe
Here's
it.
Here's the West Block's time from 12 by road. It's 11:18.
And here's Jan and Dean.
It's
WTMA.
Good morning, John Quincy for Richard Todd. The Morning Buzz taking a couple of days off as we remember those WTMA memories from the 1960s today. We've got Terry Allen and Charlie Bird Lindsay, and we've got Jim Diamond
Jim
here.
Jim Diamond.
Having a good time.
Great time.
Got some more surprises coming up, but you know, you really can't talk about WTMA in the 60s or the 70s without talking about Uncle Booby Nash. Uncle Boob, as a matter of fact. We have got an interview that Boob did with WTMA's Dan Moon back in 1991. We played the first part of it last hour. Here is the second part of that. And right before the interview starts, they had played a Tams record. So Uncle Boob will be talking about the Tams here.
You know, I did a lot of shows with the Tams. You know, they used to come to town all the time.
Yeah.
Remember, maybe you remember Art Seaside?
Sure.
Arthur Ruth owned it.
Sure.
Over there on the Isle of Palms.
That's right.
And we'd go over there and the Tams would put on a show. And, speaking of the Tams, I mentioned to you that you go up to Buffalo, New York, and they only remember the Tams for one hit in Buffalo, which was a national hit, and it's not one that's very popular here. It was Untie Me. But I remember, Dick Clark's American Bandstand called here one year. And they asked me to be on Dick Clark's Bandstand, you know, by telephone. See, they didn't want my face. No one ever wants my face. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on television.
I was going to ask you if you ever did any television.
No, they said I had a face for radio, so go for it. So we did it by telephone, and they asked me in preparation for it. They said, now Dick's going to ask you what your favorite oldie is. You tell him what your favorite oldie is, and he's going to play it. So you have to let us know what it is beforehand.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, the big oldie here, my favorite and the favorite of everybody in Charleston, is the Tam singing I've Been Hurt. And they said, what? And I said, the Tams and I've Been Hurt. They said, okay, and they wrote it down. They called back about 2 days later in preparation for the show again. They said, pick another oldie. Dick Clark never heard of the Tams. Can you believe that? I'll tell you what, it just shocked me. I said, I must be in my own little world here, you know.
Boy. Let's get to the phones, real quick. How about the 800 line, Madeline? I've been hanging on a good while. Hi, who's this?
This is Winston, Dan.
Hey, Winston.
We had the Tams at our 25th wedding, the 25th class reunion.
Yeah.
And two or three of those guys are in pretty bad shape, but you still, man, they still sound great. But y'all are talking about mugs, and I wanted Booby to know that right next to my Desert Storm and the other mug, I've got a mug with Booby's picture on it.
Whoa!
Do you remember that one, Booby?
And you haven't had breakfast since, have you?
No, I've got it up there in the thing with the rest of my collector's mugs.
Well, my goodness gracious. Some people will just collect anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it scares the roaches away, Booby.
How old are you?
46.
My goodness. And you listened when I was on TMA back
then? Yes, sir. Do you remember? I also bowl with you, too. You still bowling?
I gave it up for the summer, but yeah, I call it bowling. It's been called many things.
Well,
I
gave up playing golf and started bowling. I don't lose near as many balls.
Yeah.
I bet. Y'all take care. Welcome.
Hey, Winston.
Home.
Thanks for the call. Hi, good morning. You're on TMA Talk Radio. Who's this?
Arch.
Hey, Arch.
How you doing, Dan?
Fine.
Hey, I wanted to mention a call that Booby made years ago when he was there in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving into the city on the interstate, listening to his program, and all of a sudden he cut in and said, okay, folks, it's raining in Charleston. Everybody get under Dolly Parton.
I remember that.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I have never forgotten that thing. Every time I see Dolly Parton, I think of it. Welcome back,
Louie. Okay. I don't know whether to apologize for that or not. Thank you. Yeah, I remember that. And in fact, shortly after that, I got a chance to meet Dolly Parton. And she's really a wonderful, really gracious lady. And big.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Go ahead and clear that line, Madeline, the woman with the green on. You actually came on the air and said...
Yeah, I said it's raining outside. It's raining heavy. So let's everybody get under Dolly Parton. That's I don't know what made me say that. Those are one of those spare the moment.
Anybody with a name like Booby could get away with that. Oh, sure you could.
Sure you can. They feel sorry for me.
Hi, good morning. You're on TMA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Dan and Boob. It's good to talk to y'all.
Thanks, sir.
I don't know if you remember or not, but back in, I don't know, I was 15 or 16 years old. It was 59 or 60. And if you didn't listen to TMA back then, you just weren't right. I mean, there's something wrong with your brain. But they played a song one night. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And they played the song like 60 times in a row. And I forgot what it was. It might have been one of the old Dale Shannon hits or something, but they played the song over and over and over again, and it got to be a real joke. I mean, it never happened but that one time, but it was hilarious, and I remember thinking about that. Right after that happened, the payola scandal came out. I don't know if y'all remember that or not, but even the famous Dick Clark was involved in the payola for playing records for certain people and so forth.
Bob, do you remember an incident like that where the station would have played the same song?
Well,
over?
I wasn't here, but we were doing it everywhere. For many reasons, you would do that. First of all, to cause controversy. If the ratings were going down, you would do something wild. Usually accompanied with playing a record 60 times, the guy would lock himself in the control room and tell management he's going to keep playing that record till he gets a raise, you know, and people would start talking.
Yeah.
It was all kinds of gimmicks like that. I don't think playing it 60 times had anything to do with payola, but...
I didn't mean to infer that.
Okay, but speaking of payola, before it was named payola, seemed very innocent. All you were doing was business.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't being really paid to play a certain record, but they would enhance, take you out to dinner. Well, the payola in Charleston was, we take you out to dinner, we'll take you out to a few nightclubs, and we'll just treat you real good. And because we did, we'd show them special favors by playing the record a little more, putting it in a better rotation so that you would hear it more. But we never, it was an innocent thing. I think payola originally was an innocent thing.
Yeah.
Well, Boob, it's great to talk to you, particularly you spoke to my Rotary Club a couple of years ago up in North Charleston, and I hope you continue to do as well now as you were then.
And I still got your golden ruler. Thank you,
you
very
it.
Much.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Enjoyed
it.
Have a good day today. Thanks. Stay out of trouble.
Things have really gone better up. You know, I did some speaking things while I was still in radio, and I got things like golden rulers and that.
No, speaking
things
of...
Things haven't gotten better since.
Guy brings up a point. He asks you, I hope things are going well for you. And I'm sure a lot of folks out there are wondering now, what is Uncle Booby Nash doing nowadays?
Well, a lot of people say, I don't know what I'm doing, but I do know what I'm doing. Well, what happened is I was getting ready to retire out of radio. I wanted to do that, and I had what some people would call a religious experience, except that I don't care for religion. I stomp it out whenever I see it. Religion is a set of rules and regulations. But what really happened to me, Dan, and without going into much detail, but and not to sound religious to some people, but I had an experience with Jesus Christ. I had an experience with God. It really changed my life. I stayed in radio for 5 years after that. I didn't go bananas and say, well, now I'm gonna do this. God's called me. But God did call me. He interrupted me. It wasn't no religious organization that came into my life. I've always had a thing towards God, and so he interrupted my life and informed me of what he wanted me to do. And I said, well, I'll just go wait the time until you tell me to do it. And so what I'm doing now is pastoring a church. It's an independent church, but it's a Christian church. And we're not so independent. We belong to a large group worldwide. And I'm just pastoring a church trying to show people how they can have life-changing experiences with God. And in this world that we're in now, people need their life. You know, you have alcoholics. As you said, if you find somebody who's been married more than 5 years, congratulate them. Well, there's a reason for that, and it's not us. There is evil in the world, and you can have a life-changing experience. You can get back and start enjoying life again. We got teenagers killing themselves. We're playing music, Build Me Up, Buttercup, innocent songs, and we're always building up and keeping happy. You listen to the songs today, they're about death, they're about drugs. It's depressing, and we're letting our kids listen to it. That's why I like TMA.
This is WTMA, Tiger Radio. Where you're hearing
WTMA personalities of the past, Dan Moon and Boobie Nash, the one and only Boobie Nash. That was recorded for WTMA's 52nd anniversary, so a long time ago, 13 years ago. Let's say hello to another WTMA voice from the past, along with Jim Diamond here, Charlie Bird Lindsay, and Terry Allen, John Quincy here. We are reliving some of the memories of WTMA back in the 60s. And here's a guy named Dick Ambert. But that's okay because you used a different name on the air. You were, John Smith? Hey, Sarge.
Yeah, I was a little bit of everything, yeah. And thanks for at least getting me on the air again. Are you going to pay me for this or?
Your check's in the mail.
Thank you very much.
Just like it was before.
Like it was before. I think it was about $80 a week, actually.
You can go to WTMAmemories.com and actually see a picture of Dick. And Dick, as soon as I saw your picture, I thought you looked like Jim Carrey. Do you still look like that?
Yeah. No, actually, Jim Diamond, as I recall, took a
right
took
here,
that picture.
Right here, Dick.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
Okay.
Great. You took a picture of me, right? That was the shot that you took?
Right.
And recently, since we've been back together again on the internet and whatnot,
I emailed that to you. You told
emailed
me your
a,
daughter.
A morphed picture. You know, a picture of
me
in the old days that you have there. And then you kind of superimposed and morphed into this old guy. And it's the same goofy smile, you know, that you caught that day. And,
there's a few extra wrinkles there. But we don't.
Just a couple, yeah.
Just a couple.
A little receding hair, stuff like that. But, it was really great to hear that Pam's jingle coming into this bit. I love those old jingles. And
Dick, when were you on the air at the WTMA?
Around 1966. I got out of the Navy in Charleston, believe it or not. And I was 21 years old, goofy. You know, you weren't goofy when you were 21, I'm sure. But
no.
But I was. And I just loved radio. I'd been in radio off and on since I was 16. And so wherever I went, of course, I'd show up at the radio station, the local radio station, say hello. And I just happened to do that at TMA that time when I was getting out of the Navy. We were in dry dock there at the time, and I got out and went to the station. And lo and behold, they needed a voice. They needed somebody. Apparently, a fellow named, I think Richard Anderson was his name.
Dick Anderson, yeah.
Dick Anderson, is that how he... So you wonder where the serendipity was there. I got hired right away because I think Dick Anderson had to leave. Well, they were so paranoid because my name was Dick Andert. They thought, did I work for the IRS or I was coming from the government or whatever? You know, they were a little paranoid. They wondered why I was showing up all of a sudden when they needed somebody. But they hired me anyway, and... I think I took on an early morning slot. I can't recall exactly.
Dick, do you remember telling me why they used John Smith?
Yeah.
Tell everybody that story.
Yeah.
I
couldn't use Dick Andert, of course, because they had a Dick Anderson on the air. So to avoid confusion, they decided to choose another name for me. And, of course, you know, disc jockeys in radio never, ever use a phony name. You know,
No.
They always use their real name. But... In this case, they decided to choose a name for me by going into these jingles that would identify each individual disc jockey, like WTMA Al Smith, you know, things like that. So they had an Al Smith jingle, and they had a John something or other jingle. So they edited the two jingles together and came up with John Smith.
Wow, what a charismatic name there.
So I was born at that time as John Smith. It was just a
you
wonderful...
You use that name at a lot of hotels, I imagine.
Yeah, well, University. You too, John Quincy, do you use Adams, John Quincy Adams? Or
No, just John Quincy.
Gotcha, okay.
So what are you doing now? Let's back up a little bit. How long were you at WTMA?
A couple of years. I worked there about 2 years and decided... Since I was a real landlubber, because I was from the Midwest and originally from Kansas, I wanted to get back closer to home. So I sent out surreptitiously a air check tape. You know, I can admit it now, I guess. Sent a tape to Tulsa and to Oklahoma City, where I had a couple of stations that I kind of wanted to work for. And Tulsa picked me up, and I went there in 68. And worked in radio for approximately another 8 years or so before I left and decided, I had an acting bug, too, you see. When I was at WTMA, I did a show with the Dock Street Theater there, the Footlight Players. They did a musical called Jubilee in, I believe, 1967. And I played a lead male role of a character named Adam Hooker, who it was an original musical done by the people in Charleston at the time. And I was on the stage next door, right next door to the studios at the time. And so I, after work, I'd run next door and go to rehearsals, and became involved in this musical play. And still interested in acting and whatnot, I did the same kind of things in Tulsa.
All right, Dick, we have to run and take a break. I know you guys didn't have commercials back then, but we have a few we have to run. Or Madeline's going to get really, really upset. More of WTMA's 65-year celebration here of the 60s coming up here on the Mighty TMA.
WTMA, Tiger Radio, Miami.